Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. Well, back there. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're broadcasting live from Salt Lake City, Utah. Excited about being out here. I've never been to Salt Lake before, so we're looking forward to spending a few days in Utah. In fact, we'll be here all week long, all the rest of the week. We'll be broadcasting from Salt Lake, and you're going to be meeting over the next 3 days. Later today, you're going to meet George Hoffman again, who's obviously my host out here. He's with Zions Bank, but later in the week, the next 3 days after this one, you're going to be introduced to some small business owners in this part of the world, and I'm looking forward to introducing you to them and getting their story on how they're making their following their entrepreneurial dreams out here in Utah. Jim Ballard is our good friend, and he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Mind Like Water, as well as many, many other books. He's one of the smartest guys we know, and he's the guy who helps us gain and maintain balance in our lives. Jim Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. You're always running me down. I don't know what it is.
Well, I'll tell you what. I shout your praises as high and as loud as I can because you're one of the best, and we appreciate you on the Brain Trust, Jim, very, very much. Jim, have you ever been to Utah?
Yes. In fact, I lived in Salt Lake City for 2 years and taught school there.
Is that right?
Yeah. It was a long time ago.
So did you enjoy being out here?
Sure. Yeah. Wonderful people there.
They are very friendly. That's one of the things we've noticed.
Yeah.
Since we've been here is how nice everybody's been. I mean, all the way from the porter at the airport to the people at the rental car's location and the hotel. Everybody's been very, very nice. And so I agree with you 100%. What school were you out here?
I was going to the University of Utah to get a teaching credential because I had started teaching school out on the Navajo reservation in the Four Corners area of Utah the year before and on
right.
a provisional.
Right.
So I had to go up in the summers and earn credits, and then I stayed up there and taught in the city for a year.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah, that was something.
Well, Jim, I know one of the things you want to talk about today is intuition. Now, why is that important for a small business owner to understand?
I just think, Jim, that it's because we live in such continuous change, and that no matter what goals you set, no matter what plans you make, and you need to do those things, because when I get talking here, it's going to maybe seem to folks like I'm saying you don't need to use that rational, thinking in a straight line part of your mind. But no matter what you set out there, it's going to be changed. Something's going to come along, and you're going to have to be able to adjust and adapt. And unless you are flexible and so on, flexible of mind, and unless you have come to trust that part of you that plays hunches and can see opportunities in very short, flashing windows, you're going to be thrown. You're going to say, oh, this is terrible. My plan isn't working out.
Well, Jim, one of the things that we talk about on this show all the time is the fact that change hasn't changed in thousands of years. We've always had change, except for one thing. That one thing that is new about change in the last, let's say, 20 years, but certainly in the last 10 years, and that is the velocity of change.
Exactly.
And so what I hear you saying is, if I understand what you're saying, Jim, you're saying that in the old days, when something looked like it was going to change, you had time to research it and talk to people and do a little analysis paralysis and think about it and sleep on it and say, well, I'll put that up for another day. I'll check on that later on. It hasn't quite come around yet. But today, in the 21st century, You've got time to talk to people, and you've got time to do some research, but you don't have a lot of time, do you?
No, and
so you got to. So what I hear you saying is that you got to be able to depend on your own instincts, your own intuition.
Exactly. And, you know, when you talk about the velocity, or we could talk about the acceleration, continual acceleration of change, then intuition, which is already a part of us, it's like an unused muscle for most people,
right,
is a part of us that really needs to be developed in these times to do business, to get along, to make a life. Those people, those leaders, and those business owners who have a strong intuition are often the ones that go flashing ahead. You know, people will, their advisors maybe say, or the people in their industry, oh, this is the way you've got to do it because it's been done that way. And the guy who trusts his intuition, the gal who plays hunches, who has learned to trust that part of them that knows without knowing why it knows, oftentimes make a decision that seems irrational at the time. They go flashing ahead, you know, and later people go, how do they know how to do that?
Well, one of the things that a friend of mine has a great quote in his book. His name is Tom Feltenstein, and I actually have that quote in front of me, coincidentally, Jim, and I think you'll appreciate this. Here's his quote. He says, the times when I've been truly creative, when I've been the boldest and the most imaginative, have been when I've been willing to risk what I knew for what I might learn.
How do you have that right in front of you except by serendipity?
Yeah, exactly. No, it really, you're exactly right. It just so happens. That's a quote that I use in one of the speeches I'm going to be giving out here. Very coincidental. But the thing is, I believe that the ability to risk what I know for what I might learn, even if I don't have all the facts, is the essence of being an entrepreneur. And the difference between entrepreneurs is in how long each one of us can go before we absolutely positively have all the information. And intuition has to play an important part. And I think the small business owners who listen to their intuition and realize that they have intuition the most are the ones that will be the most successful in the 21st century.
That's great. I'm so glad you made that quote and made that application of it, Jim, because you know, I'm excited about this subject of intuition. I don't think people need to I think we need to change our notions toward it, that it's not, that it's just kind of something that is magical or happens and you can't trust it.
When we come back, you're going to tell us a little bit more about how we can get more in touch with our intuition.
Exactly.
And guys, as Nancy Rosanoff has told us in the past, we have intuition too. It's not a franchise that the ladies own. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. And when you get there, please be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter. Thank you to all of you who have. Thank you to all of you who have written the nice notes this week, and thank me for the articles that I've written and that I posted in the letter this week, and how much it means to you. And it means a lot to me when you tell me those things, and I appreciate it very much. So, folks, if you're subscribed, it's easy to do, and it's free. The newsletter comes every week on Sunday. Get you ready for the week ahead. Jim Ballard is our guest. He's our good friend. He's the author of Mind Like Water and also What's the Rush? And he's the co-author of many, many other books, including Whale Done. And what's the new book that's coming out, Jim?
Whale Balanced, a sequel to that we're doing with Ken Blanchard.
And you're going to launch it on this show, aren't you?
Sure.
We're talking about intuition with our good friend Jim, and Jim, talk to us about how we can get a little more in touch with our intuition, especially guys. See, ladies, Jim, ladies think that they own the franchise to intuition, but I got a flash for them they don't have.
I hope that idea is disappearing because it's a very old one. But those people who read the business journals have been reading for probably 5 or 6 years, like I have, the fact that, statements that say that intuition is a mark of the true new business leader, that it is, you know, there's agreement about the fact that we need to work on it. I think it's useful for us to change our notions about intuition, that it isn't something weird. It's that there's some part of us, this is the way I like to think about it, that there's a part of you and me that absolutely knows everything, you know, and we don't know exactly how to contact that part of us, but sometimes we just do, and we find out that it's never wrong. Now, I'm not suggesting that you can't take a hunch, take an idea that you have and follow it out and have it not work out. That seems like an intuitive hunch at the time. The only way to know that intuition is working is to see it work out. So it's kind of a forward, backward.
You've got to road test your intuition, don't you?
You do have to. That's the way to find out when, you know, what to trust and when to trust.
Jim, I used to be a pilot. I still am, I guess, but I haven't flown lately. And one of the things I learned when I used to get a weather briefing, I learned that the only way to be able to know what a weather briefing meant, whenever a briefer gave me, told me what the weather was going to be like, the only way to know what that meant when he said what he said was for me to go fly that weather briefing. I had to go out, assuming it wasn't, you know, dangerous weather, I had to go out and see what that looked like based on what he said.
There you go.
I did that, after that, I could tell I was better at understanding what a weather briefing meant, because I had flown that weather briefing, so to speak. And
that's,
I think, intuition similar, don't you?
You have to then, you know, flight test your intuition again and again to find out, to get the feedback. You know, that's what we're talking about here. So how do you train yourself in intuition? One of the things that I've already suggested here is to shift, if necessary, your beliefs about it, and to start believing in that part of you that knows without knowing how it knows. In other words, it's a different part of you. It's a different part of you than the rational, linear part of your mind that you normally are trusting and working away from. I would say, as I've said many times on your show, that there needs to be a regular time for you to get yourself quiet and calm. For instance, I'll give you one kind of exercise that you can use. If you have something that you need to know, you have a problem. The people listening now could probably think, you know, what is it that I'm facing that I don't know the answer to? I've tried various things. It's a conundrum. It's a problem. I don't know how to work it out. Maybe a big thing. Maybe a small thing. I think that if you can get yourself calm and quiet enough in a quiet place, like, you know, sit down, close your eyes, watch your breathing for a while, you know, stay awake, don't go to sleep, and so on, but ask a question before you do this, maybe write it down, as if you're asking a wise old person about this problem. What should I do about, or what will happen when, or that sort of thing. You write down the question, you get yourself satisfied with the wording of the question. Shouldn't be too long or complicated. Pare it down, make it simple, and then sit down, get yourself quiet, go within, you know, direct your attention within yourself to that sort of imaginary wise old person. And when you're calm and quiet, ask the question again and again. And then when you're satisfied that the question has been, let's say, implanted in your subconscious, because that's what you're doing. It's like, you know, planting a seed of a question. Then get up and walk out away from it, and don't worry about when you're going to get the answer. But
you might have to sleep on it, Jim.
Oh, sure. Because the answer to it, the evidence of it, of the intuition may not come right away at all, but you keep watching for it, and it'll come.
Jim, that's such good advice. Thank you for being here today. It's always a pleasure. And folks, his books are all over the place. Jim Ballard, Ballard. Thank you for being here, Jim. See you later.
Thank you, Jim.
Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I promise. I'll be right back with our good friend Don Lambro. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.